Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It is the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Top of the hour at this hour during this program, Viva Lamach. If it is a Friday night, it's 11 p.m. It's a Tuesday afternoon, it's 4 p.m. But either way, it's time for the WRCT radio and music calendar. Let you know some things that are going on around town. Before I get to the calendar, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and each week they choose a new movie theme and show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting with a concession stand featuring natural popcorn, real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225. Now let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know some things that are happening around town. The Dollar Bank Cinema in the Park, Shenley Park, Flagstaff Hill, has returned. You can bring along a blanket or a lawn chair and head out for an unforgettable evening of free cinema under the stars. Cinema in the Park is showing movies at 9 other spaces as well, 7 days a week. The Flagstaff Hill one in Shenley Park happens Wednesday nights at dusk. Now through August, for an entire screening list of films, go to pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. And speaking of cinema, don't forget that the Cary Blast Furnaces could be your backdrop for the Cary Carpool Cinema. Rivers of Steel invites you to experience a drive-in like no other with that blast furnace as your backdrop. Cary Carpool Cinema happens out in Rankin at the Cary Blast Furnaces. For more information and a schedule of films, go to riversofsteel.com/experience. And also, Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays noon to 5, you can check out Carnegie Museum of Art's Inside Out. It celebrates Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, and drink. Inside. Oh, that says inside. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says Inside Out. Inside Out actually extends the museum's experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art making, food trucks, local beer, kid-friendly treats, and even more. The Carnegie Museum of Art is on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. And let's see what else I got. Oh, yeah. How about A Taste of Grace? And what are you talking about? Grace Jones. A taste of her work. She was groundbreaking. She is groundbreaking. She's a musician, a model, an actress, a performer. She was unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. And guess what? She was a friend of Andy Warhol, starting in the mid-70s, and they remained lifelong friends. This exhibit, A Taste of Grace at the Warhol, highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. More about the exhibit, which is going on now through the end of November at warhol.org. And guess what's coming up in September? Friday, September 10th through Sunday the 12th, it is the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. It's back. It's down at the lots at Sandcastle in the Homestead area of Pittsburgh, if there can be. Or I guess it's in Homestead. Let's just say it that way. Guests this year of the festival will see their favorite Irish international, national, and local acts in person at this, the 30th annual Celtic celebration. Lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more on 4 stages for nonstop fun. the schedule, band bios, photos, everything can be found at pghirishfest.org. Don't forget, I've been telling you, it is summertime, and summertime means farmers markets and the Lawrenceville Farmers Market, which hosts over 30 wonderful vendors in Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. It's each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. It's going into the fall, so it's on now, Tuesdays, 3 to 7, rain or shine. And if you need more information, you can actually email market@lunited.org or call 412-802-7220. Now, that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, you need to send it to us. How do you do that? You send an email, radio-calendar@wrct.org. I will turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. So let's see here. Looking at the dates, trying to find something that's current. Let's look into things like the Bobby Lees. How about the Bobby Lees with Fortune Teller and Pleading the Fifth are at the Hard Rock on Thursday, August 5th. The Billy Price Band with Bill Toms and Hard Rain is at Jurgles on the 5th as well. The Spinners are doing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on Friday the 6th. Squonk in the Neighborhood Hand to Hand is happening at the Kenny Park in Sharpsburg on Saturday the 7th. What else we got? The Jayhawks doing a free show on Sunday the 8th at Heartwood Acres. Also, it's Polish Festival Day featuring the Dinasonics at the Vinosky Winery on Sunday the 8th as well. Pie Tasters coming to town playing the Craft House on the 11th of August. Vanilla Fudge is at Jurgles on the 12th. What else? Ugly Blondes are playing with the Tough Cuts at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Friday the 13th. Yeah. So there are shows happening. Oh, wait. Modest Mouse coming to town on the 18th playing Stage AE. I don't want the Red Elvises at the Hard Rock are on the 18th. All right. Now I'm getting too excited. So shows are happening, and it's only going to be picking up as we get into the fall, as long as we can keep those COVID numbers down. So you know, that's for me to jump in and say, you know what? You get a jab in your arm, you get to stay alive. Yeah, that's all I'm going to tell you. Okay, what else we got? That's it. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send me the details. And by me, I mean WRCT. At music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m., or if it's Tuesday, 4 p.m. And let's get back into more music. I'm the Moxner. I'm doing a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday, taking some old shows and playing some blocks of music from those shows, and sometimes even my commentary slips in there, and you'll hear me talking about my MySpace page or our AOL Instant Messenger sign-on, which these things are defunct now. So that's how old Grandpa Moxter must really be. But this next set of music is coming from July 27th of 2012, kicking things off with Lexington, Kentucky's own Strangle Martin.
Suits, so you're up, checking the address, who's sitting down? But she can't make up her mind on just how to fill her time. But the only way she can unwind.
Miss America.
The Rubinoos. Yeah, the Rubinoos from their 1977 debut with the song Jennifer, wrapping up that set of music, which originally aired here on WRCT on the Viva La Mock radio program back on July 27th of 2012. Yeah, we're talking 9 years ago. Also in that set of music, how about some King Tough? King Tough, I think it came off of King Tough's second album, I think. Keep On Moving, the name of the track. Also played some Frampton Brothers. Yeah, an old Pittsburgh band, the Frampton Brothers, with Miss America Cares. Pulled that off of the I Am Curious George album. Rumor has it, now I'm just spreading it because I'm prefacing it by saying it's a rumor. Rumor has it that one of the Frampton Brothers, from one of his many other projects post-Frampton Brothers, is coming back to town in the fall, a band called The Stents. So keep your eye out for that. And, of course, once I find out and get confirmation on this, I will be promoting that weekly during my radio show. Before the Frampton Brothers, how about Sweet? The Sweet from Desolation Boulevard with AC/DC. And start off the entire set with some Strangle Martin. Played that for my buddy Jack. I did that 9 years ago, in fact. I introed the song saying this is for Jack. Every time I play that Strangle Martin song, it's for my buddy Jack, and it's Stop Interrupting Me from their debut album. Having Sweet in that set of music makes me want to remind you that you should join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he actually focuses on new music by your favorite classic artist. Now, that happens Thursday at 8, and then he has a re-airing of the program Friday afternoons at 1, and it's right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And speaking of my rockin' attorney, I'm trying to convert him into, you know, being more like the Mockster. No, not really more like the Mockster, just in new music. And by new music, he reached out to me recently and said, "Hey, Mockster, you've been playing this Rubinoos band, and I'm digging it, and I need to know more." Well, I sent him some information on it, and there, look at that. Even 9 years ago, I was playing some Rubinoos that I got to play again today for you, if you are listening. Another song, because I don't think I'd played that song in a while, and I'm glad I was able to put it into the mix. Speaking of, and speaking of classic artists, tonight's mocking in less than an hour is going to be ZZ Top. Yeah, we lost Dusty Hill earlier this week, and I have an archival Viva La Mock from August 24th of 2009 where I did a ZZ Top mock. So I will be playing that at the top of the hour and need you to stay tuned. Asking you to stay tuned for that. Also, asking you to stay tuned for more of my Flashback Friday or my Turnback Tuesday as I continue into this show from July 27th of 2012 with some Robert Pollard.
Small and gone. In the past I lights cast open a scab to look at the young skin, a visit a prison to let the bright light in to where Metropolis builds its jungle gyms. It's obvious, it's pretty obvious, it's gotten very obvious, it's too obvious. Way too obvious. It's fucking obvious. Yeah, it's obvious. It's too obvious.
Losing their mind.
That's a brand new music from a victim's family, 7-inch of theirs. Have a nice day here on the Viva Lamont radio program. And I truly hope that you are having a nice day or nice evening or nice morning or whenever you are listening to this program. What program? It's called Viva Lamont, and I am your host. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and you are listening to a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday of the Viva Lamont radio program. That last set of music, as evident by the fact that that victim's family was a new release 9 years ago, came from the year 2012. To be more specific, it came from July 27th of the year 2012. Before that, in that set of music, the Bloody Jug Band gave us Chained to the Bottom from their Coffin Up Blood release, and also some Surf Punks in there. Now, I played that song by the Surf Punks just a few weeks ago, but I played what I'll call the original version because they re-recorded it back in 1988, put it out as My Beach 2000, and that just happened to be in that set of music for you as well. Some Robert Pollard in there. Started off that entire set with Robert Pollard with Obvious Number One from the Mouseman Cloud album. And you are listening to, as I mentioned, Viva Lamont. Now, we lost Dusty Hill, bassist of ZZ Top. So I'm going back into the archives. I have found a show from August 24th of 2009 where I did a ZZ Top mock. So at the top of the hour, this week's mocking is still part of my Flashback Friday, Turnback Tuesday, but it is a ZZ Top mock as originally aired back in 2009 here on WRCT. But before I get back into music, man, I got to let you know that Lord preserve us and protect us, because Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast each and every Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on 88.3 FM. You're like, wait, what? Yeah, whiskey before breakfast. It's WRCT's folk and bluegrass show. He plays like a wide range of folk music, traditional, contemporary, fiddle tunes, songs galore. You can actually catch Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays or 9 a.m. on Thursdays right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming at WRCT.org. And would you believe I just found out this week that Mando Richard's birthday is July 27th. So I'm actually playing songs from his birthday from 2012, but I'm playing them now. And let's say happy birthday, Mando Richard. And from July 27th of 2012, Viva Lamont, let's play a set that might be right up Mando Richard's alley, starting off with something from Beck.
I was driving home in a Dodge Stratus. To the contaminated side of town, with a shortwave radio playing songs of the century, and a big black cloud of asbestos foreshadowing my demise. Where are you this morning, little Randy? Break dancing in the food court by yourself, with the armor of your attitude and your jeans full of prison food. There's the police chalk outline where you last been seen. I was lacerated by my indiscretions. I was sanitized by the pine fresh smell of a damsel in stonewashed denim. The way the sideways ponytail fell. This evening, candy apple sweetheart, playing bass solos up on the sun.
a syntax in the pose and a clothespin on your nose and a septic tank filled with all the stories told. Well, she called me up on a chain store payphone. She invited me up to a condo door. Way down in a neon holler to play laser tag with a cousin, Rick. Where you this morning, Blue Randy? Doing capoeira up on the rooftop again. With your dry ice machine and a fistful of creatine, there's a police chalk outline where you've last been seen. Now there's a police chalk outline where you've last been seen.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. And some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. But I say love, it is a flower, and you, its only seed. It's a heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's a dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And it's the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snow, lies in seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes a rose.
We've come a long, long way together through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so rare, so fine.
come and tell. True love will find you.
Daniel Johnston wrapping up that set of music with True Love Will Find You in the End. Before that, how about some Camper Van Beethoven with Sad Lover's Waltz? Then I threw in there Camille Yarborough, and you're like, dude, it sounded so much like Fatboy Slim, but no, that's the original song, obviously, that Fatboy Slim pulled his Praise You, or one of his many samples. If you ever dig into the samples he used on that song, but that was called Take Your Praise, from the Iron Pot Cooker album from Camille from 1975. And then before that, that rare little ditty, and I say rare because I had totally forgotten that I even owned this. Yeah, The Rose, you're like, who was doing that? It was the Gear Daddies. That was actually a B-side of their Little Red Corvette single. So that was the Gear Daddies doing The Rose. And speaking of B-sides, before that, the entire set started off with some Beck with a B-side. A song is called Blue Randy, and it was a B-side to a single he put out called I Just Started Hating Some People Today. He put that out back in 2012 when that whole set of music was originally played on the Third Rail record label, Jack White's label. So yeah, again, that was wrapping up a whole bunch of music in the last hour, really, that all came from July 27th of 2012. We are just moments away, I will say, let's say 2 minutes away from a ZZ Top Mock that originally aired on WRCT on August 24th of 2009, actually. Yeah, I'm playing that Dusty Hill basses of ZZ Top. Passed away this week, so I'm like, I'm doing a flashback Friday and a turn back Tuesday. Why not turn back the clock to a mock to honor Dusty and the rest of ZZ Top? So that comes up in, as I said, about a minute and a half. But before I get to any of those types of things, I should remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, you know, people needing organ transplants, they actually need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are kidneys. Now, the good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. What they do is they link organ donors with people in need of kidneys and other transplants. Now, you don't need to have to say, uh-oh, giving up one of my kidneys. Nope, you don't have to do that to save a life, because you could actually donate a boat, a car, some real estate, and you get a great tax deduction while helping save lives. So visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. This message has been brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT and me, the Mockster. Hey, and speaking of me, the Mockster, don't forget, on Tuesdays, you can check out A Minute Pause. It is a small, almost insignificant space. It's not a minute pause, because that's 60 seconds of space, and A Minute Pause is 4 hours long. It's Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here in WRCT Pittsburgh with your host, Sean Watson. I got that ZZ Top mock coming to you next, right after this brief message.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
So I want to start today with one of the two big areas where there is a particularly high amount of disinformation spreading right now. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about one such area, and that's COVID and vaccines. It's almost like calling it the launch seems weird. It's almost like a product. But the breakthrough of the Omicron variant into the news, which started on the day after Thanksgiving last week and led to two very, very shaky days in the stock market. That's one topic that has lent itself to significant disinformation, right-wing media and Republicans going crazy with false claims about the variant itself, false claims about COVID, false claims about vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. We covered that Monday. We covered it to some extent yesterday, Tuesday. The other area that is being victimized by disinformation from the right at this point in time is the economy. And by the economy, that includes the supply chain stuff, employment, inflation, and a few other areas. That's another area of significant disinformation, with such esteemed talking points from the right as inflation is never going to end and it's going to destroy the economy. Nobody wants to work anymore because of unemployment and there's no workers and the job situation is a disaster, et cetera, et cetera. You guys have heard a lot of these talking points. Oh, and also there's no Chinese made tchotchkes for Christmas on the shelves, thanks to Joe Biden. OK, so those are the kind of general topics. When we actually look at the economic data that is generally accepted as signaling how the economy is doing. Now, I'll get back to that because that's not a trivial matter. There are measures we generally accept to tell us about the economy. We could say these are the wrong measures, but we're going to get back to that. When you look at those measures, things actually look OK. A few new, as we are now into December, a few new bullet points of data that were released today. Initial jobless claims, meaning new unemployment claims, fell to their lowest level last month, November, since November of 1969 on what's called the seasonally adjusted basis. OK, that's the week before Thanksgiving. Now, unadjusted numbers increased, and this is an important thing to understand. There were 199,000 new unemployment claims during the week ending November 20th, the week before Thanksgiving. Now, those have been what's called seasonally adjusted. This is an accepted method for getting what we might call a truer number, which controls for the layoff patterns that are expected based on the time of year that it is. There are industries, including retail, agriculture, and others, which have seasonal patterns for hiring and laying people off. And they don't really represent